Blog Talk Radio.
In my life, I've seen it all, and now it's time for me to pass on this knowledge to you, all my sisters, my troubled sisters. This is my gift to you.
Been many days, couldn't take the pain that I could take my life away. See it every day in every other young sister's face. See, I'm crying now, my bullet down, running in the street, so self-esteem, thinking that used to be me. What a shame.
In life as a mother, it's hard to sit back and see the same thing that happened to me happening to you.
What's going on, y'all? Good morning to the West Coast and good afternoon to the East Coast. You can't hold a good woman down. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Now, y'all know what it is. We getting our spiritual feeding on. We getting our spirits so thick, so healthy, so hearty, like Precious. Like old girl on Precious, the movie with Monique. Ain't no slim fast spirits over here. So go ahead, get yourself together, get yourself settled in. I know you're getting your breakfast in on the West Coast, and I know you're getting your lunch in on the East Coast. Just make sure y'all say Diva Mary Kay a piece. Y'all, you're going to be talking about, excuse me, dreams all weekend. What do they really mean? But before we get into this hot topic, was that dream too good to be true? I want to just give a big shout out to God Almighty. Father God, you have been so wonderful to us, so merciful to us, giving us another day of grace and mercy, and we love you on today for that. Thank you for giving your only begotten Son, Jesus, his precious blood for our sin. One day we will be saved, Lord. Thank you for just loving us and sticking close to us like a mother of a brother. And again, thank you for giving me this pallet, Lord, to just wake up with you this morning. I'm so thankful, and I'm just so above the nonsense. I just was online, y'all, tweeting, you know, shout out to my humble queens of a high land. If you a humble queen and you on high lands, call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. At the top of the hour, y'all know we get our spiritual feeding on, but then we to the second hour, we do the power of praise. Power of praise is when we call up people out of the blue and just give the power of praise on them. We just pray over them. We pray for abundance over them. We pray for no weapons to be formed against them. We just keep continuing to pray because we want to reach out to others. And if you want to get a special prayer on, if you want to reach out to somebody, or if you just need to be prayed over, call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Or you can hit me up at Twitter and send a prayer request to my DM. So go to www.twitter.com/DivaMaryKay. Again, that's www.twitter.com/DivaMaryKay to send a special prayer request, man. This is what it's all about on today. This is what we're talking about, pumping up our spirits, getting our spirits fed. Because right now we eating, you know, we eating our breakfast and we eating our lunch. And shout out to OG Coffee. That's good. But we getting our breakfast in and we getting our lunch in, and we fill our bodies up. We fill our body up, our tummy all fat. You know, we looking like we about 3 or 4 or 5 months pregnant. But then after that, our spirit is left hungry. How you going to feed the body a whole full course meal and get a spirit a snack? By saying, you, Lord, Father God, thank you for blessing me with this food. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. You're missing something. You're missing something. See, what we start to realize is the food is actually dessert. The word of God is the full meal. So we definitely got to start getting into it. Y'all, it's November the 30th, 2010. Today is Tuesday, and we getting into this hot topic. You know, when the dreams... Was a dream too good to be true? And a lot of us, you know, we have dreams, and we be like, wow, I keep dreaming this one particular dream. I keep dreaming this one dream. Whether it's good or bad, it could be trying to tell you something. But let's go into a scripture. Psalms 126, verses 1 and 2. It says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue was singing. Then said thee among the heathens, the Lord have done great things for them. Psalms 126, verses 1 and 2. Do you have a mouth full of laughter, y'all? You know, do you just sometimes just start out of nowhere just humming and singing with joy? You should. Even when weapons are formed against you, you still should. You should get the victory on a day. You should never let the devil steal your joy. For those who are just tuning in, you can tune in with me at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT on a live chat. But we're talking about these dreams, man, these dreams that we have. And a lot of us don't know that our dreams are actually instructions, or they can be warnings for our near future. We're not getting it. We just thinking, oh, man, I was messed up last night. Or, dang, man, I must have ate something crazy last night. I had this crazy dream. There's a message in that dream. So you got to start recording them. get you a notepad. We talked about this yesterday, your dreams being a fantasy or reality, but we talked about getting you a notebook and writing down the dreams that you have for your life and also the dreams that you had that night before, even your daydreams. You can just scribble down what you remember. Even if you didn't dream anything, that's okay, but still write down your future dreams and then go back and look over it, because somewhere it's going to click like, oh, that's what that was. God is trying to give us messages and warnings through our dreams. And if we just ignore them, we're not going to get the blessing. You're going to have a box full of blessings in the mansion, and you're just going to pass them all by. That's crazy. Can you really see yourself passing the blessing by? Y'all, life can get really tough, man. You know, a lot of times we seem to be doing, you know, all the right stuff, you know, but we puzzle when, you know, we still end up in a mess. I've been doing the right thing. You know, I've been staying focused. I've been staying out of trouble. But, you know, why does this happen to me? We confused. But a lot of times God wants to teach us, you know, that is by his grace that we live, though. We live by his grace. We don't live on our own. And not by good works. We live by grace. We don't live by good works. It don't matter how much you're doing, you being a good Samaritan, you live by the Lord's grace. So you got to remember that. God, you know, is faithful. God is faithful. He always going to be there. God want to teach us some stuff. He want to teach us that, you know, that is by his grace we live and not by our good works. You know, has many challenges. God is faithful to bring us through by grace, man. For those who don't know what grace is, grace is only when God gives you something every day that you don't deserve. If you got something today, let's think about it, life. If you got life today, if you found $10, $15, $20, if you was able to put gas in your tank, or if you was able to overdraw your account and get a couple of funds out, because it is the end of the month, y'all. It is the end of the month, and, you know, we adding everything. God, if you were just able to feed yourself and your kids today with a pack of noodles and hot sauce, man, you didn't deserve that. But God gave it to you because he needs you to survive. Like, for real. Let's be thankful on today that God continue to bless us. I'm so thankful for that. God, you're so wonderful. The small things. I was making a meal last night, and, you know, the refrigerator is bare. I got a couple of things to hold me until the end of the week. But I was able to put together a fantastic meal. Like, we was at Applebee's somewhere, y'all. I had a couple of wing clings left in the refrigerator. I had a couple of chicken breasts, like three of them. Threw it together, bag of onion rings, some fried okra. Man, God is so good, and he is available to us. Shout out to the 973, the 347, the 646, and the 253. I see y'all live on the line. We talking about these dreams on a day. Have you ever had a dream and said, man, it was just a dream and it's too good to be true? A lot of times we don't know that our dreams are instructions, or they're either warnings that God is trying to give to us. So today we have to encourage ourselves and encourage others to keep a dream journal. We be having these dreams, and this is what we're going to be talking about all week, is these dreams. Sometimes we be like, oh, man, I must have ate something sick last night, yo. I had this crazy dream. But our dreams, again, they have instructions and warnings in it. So what we can do to step our game up, and what I have been doing, is I write down the dreams that I have for my future, and I write down the dreams that I have from last night, what I can remember, and my daydreams. And what I do is I go over them. By the end of the week, I promise you, it's going to be something within them dreams and those messages. It's like cracking a code, kind of. You're going to be like, oh, that's what it is, yo. That's exactly what it is. But we be so caught up with the world. Oh, let me get up, go to school, take care of the kids. I got to go to work, blah, 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 blah. But God is taking the back burner. See, that's your insider. That's your connect, y'all. God is the connect. If you really want quality and you really want quality in everything in your life, over your finances, over your home, over your marriage, over your relationship, over your kids, that's the connect. That's the rawest, purest form that you're going to get. But if you don't open your eyes and realize what's going on and take instructions when you hear a spiritual word, and again, feeding your spirit, you ain't going to get it. You done got up this morning, fed yourself a hearty breakfast. And what you do, you prayed over the food. Father God, thank you for this food in Jesus' name. Amen. How you going to give the body a full meal but give the spirit a snack, y'all? And I ain't being mad or hating because I don't eat until after the show. And it's because of my own discipline. I feed my spirit first. I have my OG coffee, don't get me wrong. But God only asks for 10% of our time. 10% of 24 hours is 2 hours and 40 minutes. The show rocks for 2 hours. After that, I can continue my 40 minutes throughout the day, and I do it above and beyond. And I'm so glad that at the top of the hour, we do the spiritual feeding the whole show. But then when it gets to the second part of the hour, that's when we get into our power of praise. Don't be as surprised if you 732-347-9739-08. All my East Coast fam, I love y'all. But don't be surprised if y'all get a call from 347-850-1521. That's me calling to pray over you. And it's all right if I get your answer machine, that's okay too. I'll pray on your answer machine. But it's the blessing that I need to get to you. A lot of times God sends trouble our way so we can move to high lands. Don't be discouraged when God sends trouble your way. Don't be discouraged when if you lose your job, if the money ain't adding up, if your baby mother, baby father acting crazy, or they baby mother, baby father acting crazy, or your manager, somebody is acting unnecessary, acting like a new nigga. It's okay. See, we on the job training right now. Right now, it's on the job training. Every day you get up, get on that train, that bus, your car, whatever you do, walk down the block, see the same old fools. If you're looking around your neighborhood, it may look bleak, but that's okay because God has to send trouble our way, give us on the job training to move us to high lands. See, I'm a humble woman on high lands. I didn't go somewhere better because where I live at, I feel like it's a one tree hill, but I'm still humble. I don't forget where I came from. That's what I loved about Jesus. He cleaned the feet of his servants. And I had to say this to people. Are you too much of a leader to be a follower? I just messed somebody up when I said that. Are you too much of a leader to be a follower? And what are you following? We be so content with getting our hair done and our nails done and our rims and our car and the way we look. We be looking like $1 million on the outside. But if you peel that all that stuff off and look at the spirit, oh, my God. It's horrible. It's horrible. It's ugly in the inside, and you know you ugly, and you can't hide the ugly forever. Believe me, I know you cannot hide the ugly forever. But if you got grace on today, grace is something that you didn't deserve. If you got a blessing on today and you said, thank you, Lord, be happy for your grace. Grace is when you get things that you don't deserve every day. Mercy is when God withholds the things that you ain't ready for right now. If you ain't got that job you been trying to get, you ain't ready for it. If you ain't got that house, that car, if your hair ain't grew long how you wanted it to, you ain't ready for it. I love getting this spiritual feeding on, man. I love doing it. It's so important that we feed our spirits because a lot of y'all spirits are so stifled. Y'all got some anorexic spirits. Y'all spirits hungry, shaking like a little hot dog in the corner, just looking sad. Get your spirit right. Feed it. It's okay to feed it. It's hungry, too. Yeah, we may wonder about our situation, but God is faithful, man. You know, like the people in Psalms 122, you know, we dream of a bright future, but if we will be patient and trust him, God will turn our lives around, even fulfilling our wildest dreams. A lot of us don't know how to be patient. If you pray to God about a situation that you're going through, about a dream, about some stuff that's going on with you, if you prayed and said, God, take care of it, leave it there. Don't touch it, because once you pray and give it to the Lord, it's hot now. There's no need to go back and touch it. Stop touching it. The pot is hot. And then you wonder why your food come out nasty. Trying to be Jesus Jr. Keep it up. God is laughing at you, trying to be Jesus Jr. And I'm not saying I'm all holy and down, I'm a super Christian, nor am I the Messiah. I may not be perfect, but I know one thing, I'm blessed. I am blessed, and that's why I'm here, live on Diva Spot Radio, ENT, getting this spiritual feeding on. Welcome to the show, Miss Pretty, in the live chat room. I'm so thankful to see you on today. I'm so blessed to have you with me. Y'all, if y'all got somebody y'all want to pray for or pray over, if you want me to pray over you, if you want us to pray together, call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Or you can check in with me on a live chat at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Mary Kay. /Diva Spot ENT. I'm so used to saying my name and getting all excited about it. I'm happy that it's happening. But, yes, we're going to get into the prayer hour and the second hour. We got 37 minutes left in this first hour. See how time is passing? Time just passed when you in the spirit, when you feeding your spirit, man. Y'all, even when life has disappointed us and, you know, we get very depressed, you know, we need to encourage ourselves to remember how the Lord blesses people. Psalms 126, you know, it speaks of a ministry, of captivity, of the people of Israel. And it also says how God turned their weeping into joy. You know, ask yourself right now, what is it that, you know, I have desired all my life? What I've been praying for and wishing for all my life? Maybe you have repeated dreams about it. You want it so bad that you're dreaming about it every day. What is it, you know, what is it that God has told me that will be mine? What did God promise me? What did he say that he'll give me? But, which wasn't been realized in my life yet, even though it hasn't happened, don't mean that it ain't coming. You gotta get your weight up, point blank period. You gotta get your spirit up. Because if you don't, when it's time to go forth, to really face some stuff, you're going to crumble. You're going to crumble right on down. You're going to back right on down. Oh, Lord, help me, please, Lord. Please, please, Lord, help me. You got to get ready for this war, man. We all think we're going through and we all think we got weapons and stuff formed against us. Yeah, right. I was watching the Passion of Christ, and I was looking at how they was like, doing Jesus dirty from their version of things. But I was watching, like, man, they is really going in on him. They was beating him and whooping him since they caught him. Judas betrayed him, brought him right to him. Y'all better watch our friends. You better watch your friend. You need to know exactly what a real friend is. Because a lot of us walk around here, that's my friend, that's my friend, that's my homie, that's my homie. But it's some Judas. You got some Judas in your crew. Oh, my God. God is so good. And there's something about the name Jesus, man. I'm telling you. You're now tuning live to Diva Spot Radio ENT, getting your spiritual feeding on. God saw the best in me, but it's something about the name Jesus. Stay tuned.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus. Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
Come on and lift your hands and say it with me.
It is the sweetest name.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Listen to this right here.
Some people say I'm crazy, but to me, I can't explain.
No, no.
The power that I feel, oh, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
Said it's just like fire. Oh, shut up in my bones.
Oh,
hey, the Holy Ghost is moving here.
Yes, it is.
And it's just won't leave me alone. Oh, there's something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something about the name.
Yes, it is.
Something about the name.
I love the name.
I love the name.
I love the name.
I love the name.
guys. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're live in the building on Diva Spot Radio ENT, getting that spiritual feeding on, and may the Lord God bless you real good, man. That's what it's about, having that joy in your heart and your spirit. I know y'all wondering, like, how does she get up each and every morning, getting it together, getting the boy ready for school, getting him off, taking care of the home, doing what she do for her business, doing what she do for her CNA. That's because the Lord God has blessed me real good, real good. And even though I'm doing real good right now and I'm enjoying what God has blessed me for, I'm getting my spirit pumped up and ready, getting building that spiritual muscle because I know the storm is coming. I know it is. But I welcome it on today. See, on today, I'm not running. The old me was a runner. I would run, and she was a runner and a blamer. R&D, runner and blame. I'm a run, and I'm a blame everything on everybody else besides taking some responsibility for my own actions on today. Realizing that I passed up my blessing, that I let my blessing be put in a box and put into storage. And then I won't be able to access it unless I give my life to the Lord, unless I keep his word first. It's funny how this show been rocking since, what, July, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Going on 5 months now. In July. Now, it started off with one show on Saturdays. One show on Saturday. Now the show rocks 6 days a week with 4 different shows. And it's not me. It's the Lord. But what was missing from the show, because I already had, when the show started growing, it started from Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Then came Frontline Fridays. Then after that, I was like, something is missing. So I had to go back to my core existence, what I use and what I go by. God first, family second, career third. God first, family second, career third. And I had to say it a few times. I said, God is missing on my show. I have to donate a whole or dedicate, not even donate, I have to dedicate a whole show to the Lord because he provided a palette for me. Now we got spiritual feeding. Spiritual feeding is on 5 days a week. It starts at 9 a.m. on the West Coast and 12 p.m. on the East Coast. And North and South, y'all know what it is. But we feeding them spirits, man. I'm going to give y'all a little short story, and I think this story is so unique. And it's going to blow your mind. It says, before Gina met Steve, this is for the men and the women out there, and the young adults, everybody to just, all right, let me remove myself. Close your mouth and get to the story. Now, before Gina met Steve, you know, he had lived the life of a promiscuous bachelor. Then he had turned to God, began to attend church, and then he met Gina. Marriage to Gina, however, eventually began to bore him. He slowly regressed to his bachelor behavior, and their marriage ended. Gina was devastated. You know, she became reused. She gained weight and was depressed. She began to have the same dream over and over again of being in a happy relationship. A friend sent her a satin ring pillow for her birthday, saying that she saw Gina getting married. For 3 years, this dream continued, but Gina thought that they were too good to be true. When she went on a trip aboard, Gina met a man of God. Soon they were married. Now 12 years later, she is still happily married with 3 children and a life full of glory in God. That's crazy how you can start off with something, especially in relationships, y'all. We think this is our dream guy, this is our dream girl, oh, this is a perfect one for me. They got everything that I like and I want, and everything about them is what I always want for. But are you evaluating the things that this person give you in a worldly sense? Yeah. Where you have to look at them and see where is their spirituality? What is the percentage of spirituality in this person? Because let me tell you something. If you get you or if you with somebody that's chasing the Lord and not despising chasing another Lord and feeding themselves spiritually and trying to live an abundant life, you're not going to really have to worry about the things of the world because they don't live in the world. It's so wonderful. I mean, you don't have to worry about those things of the world. Not with them. You won't necessarily have to worry about them cheating, lying, stealing, smoking, drinking, being abusive, verbally and mentally. But a lot of times we put our own desires in and take God out. And those dreams, Gina was having this dream over and over again that she was going to be in a happy relationship over and over again. But look at it. It wasn't until 3 years later, 3 years later until she went on a cruise and met a man of God. But look at the victory. Now it's 12 years later and she is still happily married. Times three. She put in three, now she got 12. I'm such a blessing, man. Y'all such a blessing to me. That's what the main thing is about, being a blessing to somebody else, but getting real with the situation. Feeding your spirit. And you too. Y'all always, you know, you say, oh, yeah, this person is good for me, but are you good for that person? Can you really bring something to the relationship besides yourself? Are you spiritually feeding that man? Are you spiritually feeding that woman? And y'all know what we do. We'll get something going on or whatever the case may be. We trying to live right. We going to church. We getting the word of God or whatever the case may be. But when them demonic spirits come up, we try to hide them. When we go in, when we get ready to go and roll that blunt and smoke it or take that drink, how ironically do you get a text that has something with the word of God in it? And the first thing you do, you look at it and say, oh, this is something from the Lord. Let me close this up. Because you're guilty. You feel guilty. And you feel like, oh, ain't no need for me to throw my liquor away or to throw my weed away or, you know, do this or whatever the case may be. It'd be a waste of money to throw away. It's a waste of money anyway. You just wasted $10, $15, $25, $30 on nothing when you could have had that in the stash. People, we get so caught up with the worldly things in the world and all these rings and cards and clothes and all this mess, man. But it's sad when it's time for us to get a house that we ain't got 5 stacks in the bank, let alone 1 stack in the bank. When somebody comes to you with something real, something with substance, something with meat and potatoes, besides those Tims that you just bought for $150 or that lace wig that you just dropped for $200, see, that's limited. That's local mediocre stuff. But when it's time to do some big girl and big boy stuff, we stuck. Now we want to look for a loan. Now we want to look for a handout. We've been making that Chinese man and Poppy rich. Going to buy Lucy's, buy cigarettes. We making the liquor stores rich while we struggling. And y'all wonder why they happy when they see us coming in, because they know that you spending your money. It's a holiday season. Everybody is in the giving season. Everybody is cheerful, which is great. That's good stuff right there. You should be thankful, and you should be in a good spirit. Shout out to Guest 984. Welcome to Spiritual Feeding. I just read a story about Gina, how she met this guy, and, you know, he was changing his life. He was coming out of his bachelor ways. But after he married Gina, soon he got bored. And he went back to being who he was, and she was devastated. You know, behind that, she started gaining weight. She got depressed. But a friend sent her a ring pillow, a satin ring pillow, saying in a dream, this is what we're talking about, dreams. Your dreams, guess 984, your dreams can be instructions or they can be warnings. A lot of times when you have a dream, you'd be like, is that dream too good to be true? No, it's not. And what I encourage you on today is what I said yesterday on Spiritual Feeding is we got to start getting some dream journals. Write down in the book what your dreams are for your future, right? And then when you wake up, write down what your dream was last night, whatever you can remember, even if it wasn't a dream. I just didn't dream anything. And your daydreams. But what's going to happen, I guarantee you, by the end of the week or whenever it snaps to you, you're going to take that information that you wrote down, which is documented, and read over it again. Because there's a message in it. It's like cracking a code. There are instructions and there is warnings in it for our future. God really try to relate to us and try to talk to us through our dreams. Did you notice that when you sleep in, that's the most vulnerable state that you're in? And the most closest to death that you are. How wonderful is it that God last night, all of us came in the midnight hour and covered us with the blood. Nobody came and got us in our sleep. The devil couldn't attack us in our sleep. We was at a vulnerable state, but the dreams are very, very important. They're very important. But let's not get caught up in our own thinking. And I guess 984, if you have somebody that you want to pray over or something that you want to get prayed over, because in the, let me take a look at the time. In about 11 minutes, we go on to the Power of Praise Hour. This is the part of the show where we go in and we call up people unexpectedly, you know, people who need to be prayed over. Or something you want to put out there in the chat room that you want me to pray over. I'm here. I'm here to be used as a tool. And whatever you may be going through, the storm is over now. You feeding your spirit. I love it when y'all tune in. You now tune in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. This is the Spiritual Feeding. I am your host, Diva Mary Kay. It's good when you wake up and you feed your spirit with the Word of God. Because a lot of us walk around with these skinny Flavor Flav spirits. My spirit is heavy. It's healthy. It's like precious. I get up and I glorify the Lord because it's so good. We got to start doing this, y'all. God first, family second, career third. And even though we pray for ourselves, let's not forget to pray for others. We so caught up, Lord bless me, Lord bless me, Lord bless me. Well, bless somebody else. Me and selfish with your blessing. Don't be selfish. Don't be greedy. Come on. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Shout out to the 973, the 609, the 732, live in the building. I'm loving it. We're getting our spiritual feeding on. And if you're on the line, you can press the 1 button to speak to me, the host, or also give your opinion on dreams. You know, because so many times in giving, just say what God has blessed you on today. God is so good, man. I love him. I love God. I'm glad I gave that instruction because the hotline just lit up. Let's go ahead and open it up. 732-685, you're live on Diva Spot Radio ENT, getting your spiritual feeding on. Good morning or good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Diva. How are you?
I am fine.
I was calling because you had me behind the wheel just cracking up. My eyes was watery. There's a cop behind me. I almost got pulled over, but I made it. You was cracking me up when you said your spirit is anorexic.
You know that your spirit
you need
is anorexic.
It's a piece and a biscuit. It's called the Holy Ghost, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Say it, Flo. I know that's right. You do need to feed your spirit. First of all, I have to say thank you for tuning in. You are definitely a blessing on the day, and you deserve a big round of applause, man.
Thank you. But you know what? What I wanted to comment about is that dream book. A lot of times we're praying to God and we're saying, Lord, talk to me, talk to me, show me something, talk to me. And he is, and we just don't know it. God is not always going to talk to you when you're up, out, and about. He's not going to talk to you while you're looking at those boots in the rear view, in the mirror at the store. He's not going to talk to you while you're fussing with the kids and making dinner. Because so many things go through our mind during the day that he doesn't have our attention. So even if God was yelling at the top of his lungs to you, you still wouldn't hear him. Because you got the bills on your mind. You got everything on your mind. But a lot of times when God speaks to us is when our spirit is asleep. When we're sleeping, there's quietness in our spirit. The kids are not making noise. The bills are not bothering us, you know, going through our heads. What's for dinner? What's at work? Whatever. All that is not going through our heads while we're sleeping. So that's when God comes in and he whispers in our ears. And a lot of times he operates through dreams. He'll show you something that you was asking for. He'll show you and give you a sneak peek on something that's yet to come. He'll even show you something in the past or in the spirit realm that you didn't know that was going on in your own household or friends or whatever. And my godmother, I love her to death, told me to have a little pad or a little diary next to my pillow, next to my nightstand. And when I wake up, write those dreams down with the date. Because once you get up and you start fussing at the kids, getting them ready for school, you forget what you dream about. I don't know about y'all, but I do. You know, 10 minutes after I wake up, I'm like, what was that dream again? Who? When? You know? So I always try to, you know, write them down so I can revisit them later. And then to my surprise, a lot of times the dreams happen to come to pass. And I'm like, hold up. This is deja vu. Then I look back in my diary book and I dropped it. I'm like, I'm not psychic Cleo, but thank you, Lord. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for sharing that vision with me. So I just want you guys to stay encouraged and definitely listen to the diva when she say keep that little journal because it works, because I do.
God is working all over. Flo just came and blew me away. Girl, I got goosebumps when you said that, and you're so right about the dreams, and that's what we're talking about on the day. These dreams, are they too good to be true? Your dreams, and I like what she said, when our minds are like highways. They busy highways. It's always traffic on the highway. When we up and about, we in backed up traffic because we like, oh, I gotta do this, I gotta call that person, I gotta take care of this, blah 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 blah. But God, you can't hear God talking to you when your mind is all mixed up and confused, especially when you stress depressed. You know, the mind is like busy highways, and Flo was very right when she said when you're sleeping, when you're at a rest state. When your mind is at rest, God is talking to you through your dreams. Those dreams are instructions. Them dreams are warnings from the future, for the future and from the past. That's why it's so important that we encourage you on today, first of all, to get a personal Bible that gives you stuff to do each and every day. You got to read the word each and every day. This spiritual feeding. This ain't, you know, like I said, this spirit is anorexia out there. Y'all got some weak spirits, some little skinny flavor flame spirits. Build your spirit up. Build it up to real big, plump, healthy, Monique spirits. Because you got to prepare yourself for something. But we encourage you on today is to get that notepad, 99 cents. Get a notebook. Write your dreams that you have for your life. And when you go to sleep at night, when you wake up, the first thing you want to do is jot down what you was just dreaming, because you're going to miss out on it. You're gonna miss out on the information that was just registered to you, because now you're like, I got to wash my face and brush my teeth. I got to get the kids. You're going to forget about those dreams. It's so important that we write them down, because by the end of the week or by the end of the day, we can refer back to those dreams, and you'll be like, oh, that's what it was. You get into victory. And if your spirit is not built up enough, and it's wonderful, God, Father God, thank you for working in all ways. How is it that God can work through you through a pencil and a paper, a pen and paper, when you're writing it down? Because if your spirit is not in tune with him, your ear is not going to be able to be tuned in to him. But he has provided another way for you to get the message, because your spirit is not strong enough. It's so important, you guys, that we get up and feed our spirits. Shout out to the 912 live in the building. It's so important. you guys is very important, and I definitely want to get y'all opinions on this. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And if you want to give your opinion on what God has done for you, and also these dream situations, is a dream too good to be true, just press the 1 button, and I'll know that you want to speak live to the host, and we'll bring you in. Also, if you want to pray over somebody, because in about 3 minutes we're going to go into the power of praise hour. The power of praise hour is when we call up people unexpectedly and we pray over them, no matter what it is. And if you got something that you want to get prayed over, fine. This is what we're doing. We building that spirit. We got to encourage. First of all, we have to encourage ourselves so we can encourage others. Because there's somebody right now that's down in the dumps, all jacked up, and don't even realize how special and how much of a value that they got today. They just got today. They got grace today. Grace is when God gives you the things that you don't deserve. Mercy is when God withholds the things that you ain't ready for. We're going to be talking about dreams all week. And I just read the story about Gina, you know, how she met Steve and He was trying to turn his life over to God, and he went to church. He met Gina. They end up getting married, and you know, after a while being married to Gina, got bored. He got bored, so he went back to his bachelorette ways. And after they got, you know, they divorced, crashed. Gina was real depressed. She started gaining weight, and it was her friend had sent her a ring pillow, telling like, "You, Gina, I seen you getting married. I seen you having a happy life." Gina kept having that same dream for 3 years. It wasn't until she went on a trip and she met a man of God. And it's so great that she met a man of God, because now for the last 12 years, she's been happily married. She went through 3 years of pain, but now she got 12 years, threefold. She got 12 years still happy with 3 kids and God getting the victory. But it was that dream. If you having a dream, if you constantly keep having the same dream, you got to write it down. God is repeating the warning or the instructions or the message to you over and over again. Even if you having a dream that somebody is chasing you or trying to kill you, or you chasing trying to kill somebody, or you just keep seeing this particular person in your dream but they don't have a face, you need to write this down so you can be able to go back over it. See, God is giving you the message. He's giving you the word. He's giving you the message. But you got to be able to apply it. And if you don't write it down to understand it, how are you going to apply the message? It's like getting instructions. And I speak English, and I get instructions in French. I don't understand that because I haven't tried to apply it. God is so good, y'all. He is so good on today. And y'all got to start telling people, like, y'all don't know what God has done for me. And I said this before, this show been rocking for 5 months now. And the spiritual feed has been rocking for about 3 weeks now. But the show started off with one show on Saturday. Now I rock 6 days a week with 4 different shows. It's only by the grace of God that has nothing to do with me. Give the victory on today to the Lord, because he deserves it. He woke you up this morning and the devil was outside your door with cowboy boots on and a hat flipping a coin waiting to destroy you. God is so good, and y'all got to give him the victory. We about to get into some music, and after that we're going to get into the hour of power praise where we call up these people. I got a few numbers I'm calling on today. Call in at 347-850-1521 so we can pray over your family. We can pray over you. We can pray over your situation. And you can go ahead and press the 1 button so we know you want to bring that you want us to bring you in, so we can go ahead and put you in a private room and get that number to call them up. You're now tuning live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. I am your host, Diva Mary Cann. We getting our spiritual feeding on. Tell the devil that you don't know.
Told me, don't let no one speak for me. the doctor said that it was over. My God, he stared right in and gave it back to me. He'll always come through for you.
Yes, he will.
I know that. Because I have the world.
You
the blessings that he's giving me, you don't know. Even if I had a chance to come to me before, what he's done for me, he can do for you.
You can really let you
know. It's done for me. I love hope the situation.
Did you hear the devil?
Welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're live in the building on Diva Spot Radio. ENT, we get in our spiritual feeding on. It is power praise time, y'all. It's power hour. It's time to get it on. You've been praying for yourself. You've been asking God to bless you with an abundance. Lord, help me, please, help me, please, help me, please, Lord. But it's time for us to pray for others. Time for us to put ourselves to the back burner. I'm going to call up some people on today. I love this feature on my show where I can just call people out of the blue and say, hey, it's your girl Ebony B, a.k.a. Diva Mary King. You are now live on Diva Spot Radio. It is Power Hour, and we call to pray over you. Is that okay on Tuesday? Loving it. Come on, y'all. Let's get into it. You live on the lines with Diva Mary Kay. If you want us to call somebody up, if you want something prayed over, just press the one button, and I'll see that you want me to open you up live on the line. But right now, we about to dial out to Michigan. This is my girl, April LaJoy, and she was on the show with me before, and I'm pretty sure she is going to be so happy to hear that the show has stepped this game up with some spiritual feeding. So let's hopefully hope that we catch her on her lunch break. And I know y'all like, why you just don't call them first or whatever the case may be? That's not what God told me to do.
Please enjoy the music while your party is reached.
I see you now. I want to. I'm going to give to you in a few minutes.
I'm moving on to something
No more trying to make it worse. Hello. Let's see. Let's clear this out. Let's try it again. I think this is a highlight of my show. For me, it is. I love calling out and just praying over people. I swear I do. It makes me so happy.
Please enjoy the music while your party is reached.
Hello. Hey, April. Hello. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. How you doing?
Fine. I'm calling you live from Diva Spot ENT Radio, and it is Power of Praise Hour, and I called to pray over you. Is that okay?
Well, absolutely.
Father God, we thank you for Miss April LaJoy on today, Lord. We pray right now that no weapons be formed against her shall not prosper, shall not work. April, God told me to call you up and tell you, baby, the storm is over now. See, we got the victory on today. And any weapons that was formed against you shall not prosper, shall not work. And them dreams that you've been having, those are instructions. And those are warnings from God. We are so thankful that God continue to bless us on today. I thank God for this palette where I can do the Power of Praise Hour and just call people up out of the blue and say, I love you and I need you to survive. Father God, cover her with the blood, cover her situation, her kids, her financial, her career, and her blog, Lord. Continue to bless her because she has been following you, Lord. She's been faithful. And the Lord sees you. He see you. He said, I know you've been faithful. He said, and guess what? We're going to pour some blessings on out onto you today and just call and we're going to send some people to say, we love you and we bless you. And you ain't alone.
Yeah.
You ain't by yourself.
Thank you.
You ain't by yourself. We right here with you. We praying over you. But today, God wanted to bring some light on the day and say, you know what? You're not alone. You're not by yourself. And you got the victory. You have not been defeated. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. What a surprise. Thank you so much. I needed that, girl.
Well, that's definitely what they you want to give some shout outs to somebody and whatnot because we live on the air. Diva Spot Radio ENT Spiritual Feeding.
Everybody out there, just, you know, give a shout out to everybody who's listening to Diva Spot. Awesome woman of God, and I appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy the rest of your day, Diva.
All right. Call me later, okay?
I got you.
All right.
Do y'all see how good God works? Don't you see how you can be a blessing to others, y'all? Isn't it good? Don't y'all know that I just got goosebumps calling that woman up and praying over her? See, don't be stingy with your blessings. We getting the spiritual feeding on. Too many of y'all got them anorexic spirits. Y'all being stingy. Y'all want to eat. It's time to eat, y'all. It's time to worship. It's time to praise. So you got to get God first, family second, and career third. And once you got it, once you got King Jesus, you don't need nobody else. Right when you think ain't nobody rocking with you, guess what happened? Boom. How you doing? I'm loving it. I'm loving it. And I have to give big shout-outs to Flo, man. Flo is a magnificent woman, and she is definitely a tool that is used by God. Do not play with her. Or you're going to get yourself into some trouble. Flo, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I love it when I call people up and just get the surprise respond from them. Like, I don't know. It's like a high for me. What? I don't want to say what is it, but I'm loving it.
The best drug. Trust me. You think the crackheads are out there acting crazy?
What? Come on. Y'all
we
think y'all really getting
Jesus too?
Yeah, we act crazy for Jesus. What?
And I don't want the
crazy
Jesus out there to get it twisted. You know, you don't be too cute for Jesus. Don't be too cute for Jesus. Come on now. Do not be too cute because those heels and pumps that you're wearing, that Gucci bag you rocking, all that came from him. Don't be too cute for Jesus.
Step him up. Step them up, Flo. Tell them your Gucci bag in here, your nails, all your bag
yes.
in there.
Don't think you got
you
there
think
by yourself. That's why I never treat God out of his praise. I said, Lord, everything I am is because of you. I give credit where credit is due. If you ain't due for me, trust me, I'm going to tell you, you ain't due for me. And that's your man, woman, child, whoever. But with God, I give him all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Lord, everything I am is because of you. Everything I have is because of you. You are the reason. You're the reason I am who I am, and I do what I do. And what? I'm about to make me rip this lace wig off and act a fool. Let me close my shades for the neighbors to see what's under here.
All right. Let's call somebody up. I'm gonna get you. That's so funny. Cause I got I got a whole section of lace wigs. I could have a store up in here if I wanted to. Let's call another diva up on the phone. Let me make sure I got the number right here. All right. Let's get it.
Hello.
Hi, mercy to Talisha.
Nope, she's not here. You know, you got a number?
I actually do have another number. Yeah, I got it. I'm gonna call it. It's Ebony. I'm gonna call.
Yeah,
her
I know who
number.
You are. All right.
All right.
All right. Bye bye.
So we got two phones rocking in here. We gonna have to call her back later though, cause we got other people that got to be prayed over. Prayed over and stayed over. I got y'all. I'm coming. Lord, Father God, thank you for using me as a tool. Thank you for letting me just open up my heart to be able to be used as a tool, Lord. I will follow you, Lord, and I will not despise the chastening of the Lord. I would lose my mind if I had to go out here and save some souls, Lord, but I know you're getting me ready, getting me prepared.
Hello?
Good morning, Phil.
Good morning.
It's your girl, Ebony B, calling live from Diva Spot Radio, EVNT, getting our spiritual feeding on. I call to pray over you this afternoon because it is power hour of prayer. Is that okay with you, Phil?
Yes, that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Father God, we thank you for Phil on today, Lord. Father God, he is a king. And after it rained, he is the sunshine, Lord. Father God, we thank you for a man of his character, a father of his demeanor, Lord. Father God, God told us to call you today and let you know you ain't by yourself, and he heard you. He heard you, Phil. He said, I heard you praying to me. He heard you.
Amen.
He sent me as a tool to say he heard you. He heard your prayer. And he said, be patient because it's on the way and it's about to be an overflow. But in the meantime, he wants you to start getting your spirit together and right. It's time for you to start feeding that spirit on the daily. Get back to what you used to do and where you used to be at because you was a lot more happier there. He's seen you. He wants you to have the victory. God said, I know what you've been going through. And he see those enemies that's rising up against you right now. But he said, while you were sleeping last night, he was your intercessor. He came in and jumped in the middle. He's blocking them right now. So you ain't got to walk in fear of what's going to happen later on tonight. He's going to take care of it. You're not worried about that. He already took care of it. Father God, I just ask to continue to just ask, Lord, for you to use me as a tool to pray over those who I know, who I don't know, who those who are up, down, sick and used and abused, sick and afflicted, those who have their common sense, those who are depressed, and those who just puzzle right now. See, Phil, we're talking about dreams on the day. And God sent me to tell you the message. Them dreams, our dreams that we have, those are instructions, and they are also warnings for your future and your past. So what we encourage you today to do is to get that notepad out and start writing. First of all, thank God. Write down the dreams and aspirations that you have for your future, and then write down the dream that you had from last night. Even if you can't remember it, when you wake up, the first thing you do before you start getting the kids together, just sketch it down, what you remember. And keep doing this. Because this right here, and Flo, she said it the best, our minds is like highways. We be so busy. God can't get to us because our minds be so clouded up with the next, what's going to happen on the next day. And we be so worried about everything. God can be sitting in front of us screaming, but we can't hear him. But he waits and be patient, like we should be patient. He waits till we sleep to send his little messages, to send his glimpse and feed. That's the connect. But you got to connect to them. So I encourage you on the day to get you a dream journal, baby. Everything that you've been waiting on, everything that you've been asking for, it's coming. It's coming, but God got some instructions and he got some warnings so you can be able to be abundant with it. So you can have it, so it can be unlimited, not limited. It's been some limited things around you. It's been some limited services. But God said he got you. He going to send you a package through these dreams, and he needs you to write it down. He needs you to write down your dreams for the future. He needs you to write down what you dreamed last night and your daydreams and deja vu. Write deja vu down, too, and read it over and over again. These are instructions. It's coming. Father God, I thank you for just being who you are and showing up in his life on today. Showing him that he is a witness, showing them that he is an example of your glory, Lord. Cover his kids, cover his mind, cover his heart, his soul, his finances, his home with the blood. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
You got anybody you want to give some shout-out to, or anybody you want to get prayed over?
Well, my children, first of all. And my shout-out is to you. And
thank you.
And that was right on time for me. You need to be a preacher and then become my wife, goddamn. But I'm sorry to curse. But I'm saying you need to be a preacher. That was very good, right on time. It fit it. I really felt that, and that's what I really believe. I think you're really more talented at it. And I know you're talented, but I think you're a little bit more than you really know. And, you know, I think a lot of people need to hear them.
Guys, your host got cut off, but I'm back in the fact, but guess what? I still got the victory. Jill, you still on the line with me?
Yes.
I know,
nice.
You was like, what? Yeah, I'm sorry, y'all. We got kind of cut off, but I still got the victory. Ha ha, devil. My show still goes on. Jill, you were saying something before I got cut off.
Oh yes, I actually was saying that, you know, you was right on cue. I think very, very talented. I mean, I wish I knew that side of you before you left, but you left for a good reason to do what you're doing now. And I mean, that's a beautiful side of you. Wow, I wish I would have, you know, seen it back then, but I'm glad to see it and hear it now, because that is remarkable. I mean, you're doing a beautiful thing for us. But, you know, yourself and everybody else. I think a lot of people need to hear your voice more and more. And I think more and more you'll get world spreaded out more and more so more people can hear you. I mean, like, that was amazing. That really touched me. And,
well, I'm just so happy to be able to be, you know, to that your spirit got fed on today. And, you know, Phil remembered me from 3-4 years ago. You know, he seen me going through the ups and downs. He knew that it was something different about me. But at that time, I didn't and I couldn't find my niche because I wasn't letting God in. I was living for the world. And what I didn't understand is the reason why I wasn't getting my blessings from God and I couldn't hear him because I was making him my enemy by idolizing the things in the world. I was worshiping my hair, my nails, my clothes, my house, or whatever, everything. You know, I didn't give God the glory, and he had to break me down. How disrespectful is to be up on your high horse, and, you know, I was on a high horse. I wasn't in high lands. See, it's a difference, y'all, between being on a high horse and on high lands. Because I was up on a high horse idolizing the world and the things that's going on in the world. Only thing that really mattered to me was my hair, my clothes, my son looking nice, my house looking nice, a bag, a 30 of sour, you know, just getting in, I'm a boss, I'm doing whatever, and wondering why my business and everything wasn't being fruitful. That's because I was planting the wrong seed. I wasn't planting the mustard seed. I was planting weeds. And a lot of y'all gotta get this. You gotta understand it. What are you really planting? Because you put down seeds for you to grow. Let's say you put down seeds for you to grow strawberries and turnips come up. You got the wrong seeds, or it just don't grow at all. But I thank you for, because, you know, just like I'm here to encourage y'all, I need y'all encouragement too. And that was a blessing on today to me, Phil, for you to look at me now Look at me now, who I am today, and what God made me.
Yeah,
I have, you know, it took me 28 years to get this. 28 years to get this. And it's still daily that I learn. I learn something new every day because I feed my spirit. There's too many little Flavor Flav anorexia spirits out there. Look at your spirit, man. If you look like $1 million on the outside, do you look like $1 trillion, $1 billion on the inside? How much is the spirit worth? Oh, that just inspired me. I'm going to do a show that says, how much is your spirit worth?
Very, very good. Wow. This is my mind.
I am thankful on today for you, Phil. Huh?
No, I just want to say he really is using you as a tool for real to get his word out, and that's exactly what I feel. I really believe that he is using you to touch more people on his people, and that's what it is.
And that's what it's about, being able to be used as a tool.
Yeah.
Let's get another caller on the line. Let's open it up. Y'all stay tuned. Hold on 1 second, Phil. I want to open somebody. I want to call somebody else and bless them on today. And this person I'm calling, I know they definitely would like a blessing on today and would love to hear from me. They've always been supportive of everything that I'm doing, but the blessing lies with them. They need to be blessed on today. Make sure I got the number right. It's so good, y'all, that the show rocks for 2 hours. God only asks you for 10% of your time. 10% of 24 hours is 2 hours and 40 minutes. This show rocked for 2 hours. We didn't got past our first hour. And when we go into the second hour is the power of praise hour. Power of praise is when we call people up. And if you got somebody that you want to call and you on the line, call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. For those who just tuning in, I'm your host, Diva Mary Kay, and you are live on Diva Spot Radio ENT, and we getting our spiritual feeding on. We're about to call somebody up today. If you want to pray over somebody, you want to call somebody up, you know, just press 1. And I'll see that you want to talk to me, and I'll put you in the private in the room to get the number so we can call that person up and pray over him.
Yes, you're Rich Ricky R. Ellison. I'm unable to answer calls this time.
Oh, we got a voicemail.
Wish to leave a brief message or telephone number. Please do so at this time. God bless and keep you. Much love.
Please begin recording at the tone.
Hey, Phil. It's your girl, Ebony, a.k.a. Diva Mary Kay, and I am calling you live from my radio show, Diva Spot ENT Radio. We are getting a spiritual feeding on, and I wanted to call you and pray over you and let you know that the storm is over now and that I love you and I care for you. And any weapons that's being formed against you shall not prosper, shall not work. I would love to pray over you, Rick. We got about 29 more minutes left in the hour. Call me back at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521 so we can get the victory together. God bless. It's going to be times, y'all, when we call some people up and we get their voicemail to pray over them. But pray on that voicemail. Still do it. Still give them the blessing. A man by the name of Dale, he from Brick City, he called in like 2 weeks ago. And he was telling us this story about this man. He was sentenced to hell. And I'm going to tell y'all this story, and I'm going to call one more person. But he was saying about this man who was sentenced to hell. And they put him in this room with all these boxes around, right? It was all these boxes around. Like, what is all? There was boxes full of room. It was only enough room in the room for you to turn around and for a second person to be in there with you. But when he went before God, when God came in the room, he said, God, before we go any further, before we do anything else, God, I have to ask you, what are all these boxes with my name on it? They stacked to the ceiling. They wall to wall. You know, what is all these boxes with my name on? What is this? God calmly folded his arms and said, these are the blessings that you didn't allow me to give you while you was on earth. These are the blessings that you didn't allow me to give you while you was on earth. You blocked your own blessings. That's deep, Phil. That's deep, y'all.
Yeah, that is deep. That is that's enough.
And I ask you guys on today, this is what I'm asking y'all right now. How many blessings have you put in the box and it's stored away? Do you think you got maybe a closet of blessings, a studio apartment of blessings, a whole house full of boxes with blessings in them, a whole mansion with a boxes, room filled with boxes with your name on it? Because I know I got some blessings that I done passed up. But see, the beautiful thing about it, I'm not on my high horse no more. See, I'm a humble woman on high lands, baby. I'm so glad that God sent trouble my way to move me to higher lands. Because I'm a humble woman on higher lands. And even though he moved me to higher lands, guess what? I'm kicking down the devil door and taking back my blessings.
Mm-hmm.
Those are mine.
Mine.
Those are mine.
Hello?
You can't have them. You can't have them. But I know before I go back down there messing with the devil, see, I got to get my armor together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm building my armor. I'm building it up. I'm teaching myself with the word. I'm incorporating the Lord in my life. I'm waking up and smiling that crusty smile with him each and every day. Lord, thank you for waking me up this morning because I didn't have to get it. You didn't have to give me your grace, Lord. Who am I with my feeble thinking? Who am I to deserve your grace? Humble yourself, y'all. Woo! I had to catch myself. God is so good. We got the 973 live in the building. We're going to go ahead and open up the phone line right now. Give me 1 second. Rick, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Rick, and welcome
hey, girl,
to the
show. Hey, girl, how you doing? In Seattle. How's everything out that way?
Oh, Rick, I'm so glad that you called me back. Round of applause for you right now.
So I would not call you back. How you doing? I'm on the phone, long distance.
Hold on.
So
give
what's going on, girl?
I am getting the spiritual feeding on in the show. We got 973, we got 732, we got 862 live in the building. And this is a part, the show is 2 hours. The show is 2 hours, and if you can get somewhere a little bit more quiet, Rick, that would be great.
Yeah, go ahead. All right. I'm outside.
Okay, cool. I called to pray over this morning. The second part of the hour is where I call and I pray over those, and God moved me. He said, call Rick and pray over him and let him know.
Well, I sure need it, man. My second cousin committed suicide last night. Jumped in front of a train. Yeah.
Go ahead.
My second cousin out of Philadelphia, man, 20 years old. I don't know, man. He just had enough, I guess, and went out there and jumped in front of a train, man, committed suicide. I found out early this morning, about 3 o'clock this morning. So, you know, prayer is good. I can definitely use it about now.
Father God, we pray over the family right now in a grieving time, Lord. Father God, we come to you humble, Lord. Father God, continue to use us and give us the wisdom and the strength to be open to you so you can hear us and so we can hear you, Lord, in spite of any situation, Lord, coming to our minds, our spirit, our bodies, and our hearts so we won't let the devil get the victory. See, that life belongs to you, Lord. That life belongs to you, not to the devil. Father God, I pray over Rick right now that you just heal. Heal him, Lord. Command him, Lord. Encourage him, Lord. Give him the wisdom and the strength, Lord, for him to be thankful for today, for the grace that he got on today. Because you gave him grace, Lord. Father God, heal that family, that grieving process. Because we know it's 5 steps in grieving. When somebody passes away, Lord, we know the first thing we do is we get angry. Then we go into denial, Lord. And after denial coming, we start bargaining. After that, the bargaining is over, we get depressed. And once that's over, Lord, the last step is acceptance. But it's not up to you, Lord. It's up to us where we stop on that ladder, Lord. Father God, right now we pray over our youth. We pray over our families that you cover them with the blood, Lord. That every morning we use ourselves as a tool to reach out to our families and encourage them. When you wake up in the morning, smile that crusty smile for the Lord. Smile it for him. Be thankful that he brought you through. Father God, we're so used to going through that sometimes we don't realize that we didn't got through the storm. We got to the other side. Rick, you got to the other side. You on the other side, Rick. Be thankful. Get the glory that you on the other side. That you close to him. God heard you when you was praying. He heard you. He heard you. And he said his arms is always open to you. Always.
Amen.
He loves you.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't leaving you alone. He right by you right now.
Mm.
He right by you right now. You ain't got to hold nothing in. You ain't got to be the strong one. You fall to your knees in front of the Lord and say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, God, for blessing me, for giving me another day, for being able to send somebody to pray over me. Lord, no weapons formed against them shall not prosper, shall not work. Father God, we done passed up so many blessings. But we're not going to pass them up no more, Lord, because we're putting armor on. We're putting the armor on.
All right.
God said it's time to put the armor on. Get that blood. Get that blood. Those Bibles in the house, open them up. Open up all those Bibles, y'all. Because if you close it, the blessing can't come out.
True that.
Open them Bibles up. And I don't find the ones that you got in the stash, the little mini ones. Put one by your nightstand, by your bed, and open it up.
Mm.
Open it up and clean out them suitcases. Clean out those baggage bins that y'all got. Let it go.
Mm-hmm.
How God gonna bless you with a gift of a blessing when you got too much junk in your trunk?
Huh?
Take it out.
Yeah.
Dump it all out.
Yeah.
Woo, God is so
take
good on today.
Use all the time. All the time.
Mm. Anybody else, excuse me, in Jesus' name, in the precious blood, I pray, amen.
Amen.
Rick,
amen,
I'm just thankful that you called back and gave me an opportunity to pray over you. I'm so blessed that he gave me that opportunity. Father God, keep working. Keep using me because I would never get tired. See, I don't need Energizer. I got the Holy Spirit. I would never get tired of this. This is one of my favorite shows. God is good on today. If you got somebody that you want to pray over or you want to be prayed over, call in at 347-850-1521. Getting the spiritual feeding on the pot is hot. The pot is hot, y'all. Y'all better get it while it's hot. Because in a minute, y'all going to be looking around like, what happened? Why I can't get it together? Go ahead and dump out your depressed baggage. We don't need that baggage. We don't. See, we moving on. We climbing up mountains to high lands. And if your trunk is full of baggage, then you gonna fall behind, man. Point blank, period. Ain't no sugarcoating that. How you going to climb up the mountain to glory when you got a whole suitcase? You ain't even got like a hiker book bag. You got a whole trunk full of baggage. God is so, so, so good. Let's open up the line of Future Guru 100. He hungry. He calling. He Future Guru 100 called for the prayer. He listened to the show online, but he called for that prayer. He called for that bread of prayer. Future Guru 100, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. How your spirit feeling?
My spirit is good. I just want to send prayers out to the brother that just called and, you know, gave up that, you know, story about his cousin. You know, I want to send the prayer out. I want to let him know that this show, you know, is like, I'm glad he called, you know, to reach out to you, you know, so, and I'm glad what you did for him with that prayer. And I just want to, you know, be on that note and just say it's a blessing to have you on today. You know, spiritual feeding is on, you know,
five days
a week, and it's like, you know, it's a great thing. Like, I was listening online, and then when I just heard the brother's story, I know, you know, it's almost prayer time, so I was calling anyway, but, like, I just want to send a prayer out to my man that just called. And, you know, be strong for the family, you know, and he in my prayers tonight, for real.
Mm-hmm.
That was, you know, he didn't even have to tell us that today, but he hungry for his spiritual feeding too, you know, and we can help him today. I definitely appreciate Stephen Mary Kay. And I was online promoting the show too, so I hope some people called in. Shout out to all the callers. Shout out to all the people listening and not calling. We love y'all. And, you know, keep tuning in.
Thank you for that, Future Guru 100. It's so wonderful because people have been tuning in and tuning out. And after the show is over, I go and I get the report. And it'd be so many people listening online, so many people calling in and calling out. You know, some people was at work, some people was at school. But the good thing about these shows, y'all can archive the show. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. And you can listen to the shows if you miss them. When you get home from work or from school or whatever, you can listen to them. You can listen to them again on your own time because just like what Flo said, our minds is busy highways, man. We be going in and out, dipping in and out of traffic, and so many times God take the back burner of things. And I'm so thankful that Rick called in because he didn't have to tell us what happened in his personal business or whatever. He didn't have to give me the opportunity to pray over him, but he did. And God shows up at each and every show faithfully. Faithfully, God shows up at each and every show. And I know that it's more than one or two in agreements with me right now. God is always in the midst of this show, no matter what. I'm so thankful on today. And it's crazy that when I woke up this morning, I was super tired because I was up super late. But God worked his will. My sister was up on her, you know, perfect wife mode today. She got up, took the husband to work or whatever, took care of her business, came and hollered at me like, yeah, we my car ready to go to school, took my son to school, brought me coffee. Woke me up out my bed just in enough time so I can give the word. It was due for me, and that's why I'm saying, y'all, these dreams, right when you speak, yo, it was due for me to do this show today to be able to preach and teach his word. When you don't feel like it, that's when you should do it. That's when you should do it. To all my ladies, you can't hold a good woman down. You cannot hold a good woman down. And for all my kings, my men out there, you are the sunshine after the rain. When y'all get up in the morning and when y'all rise, y'all the sun. Do y'all know that y'all make it available for us women to set the mood at night, to set everything down at night? So rise, my men. Rise up with the Lord. Rise up with the word. That's the first thing you do. Man, I'm just overblown, just overjoyed with the world right now. I love it when God bring out the best in me, y'all. I love it when God bring, do y'all hear me? I love it when God bring out the best in me. Because there's people out there who can only see the worst in me, even to this day. I love it. I'm not perfect, but I sure am blessed. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We're going to get into some of this soulful music. Come back with one more call, and then we're going to get into that prayer, that bread. It's going to taste so good, too, y'all. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And also log in with me on a live chat. Shout out to Ann24 in the live chat. How you doing, Ann? I'm thankful that you're here. I'm glad to see you. I'm so blessed that you're in the room. If you want us to pray over you, if you want somebody to be prayed over, you want to call somebody up today, Ann, call me at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Ann 24, stay tuned because I got something for you. And I think that's my cousin, Ann. I got something for you. God just told me to tell you something. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you right now. I can't wait. God told me to tell you that them dreams that you've been having, we're talking about dreams on the day. The dreams that you've been having, those are instructions and they are warnings. For some reason, God is trying to warn you. I want you to get a journal. Get a notebook, a regular notebook or one subject, and start writing down your dream. First of all, thank God. Then write down your dreams for the future. And then when you go to sleep at night and when you wake up, the first thing I want you to do is grab that tablet, that pad from your nightstand, and write down what you dream. Even if you didn't dream anything, write down your daydreams and deja vu. It's a message in there. I don't know what's been going on or if it's some type of depression. You ain't got to be depressed. God said he loved you. He got you. You've been covered by the blood. All your situations are being taken care of. But you got to give it to the Lord. We thankful that you are here now getting your spiritual feeding. You are a blessing to somebody. You have blessed somebody real good. And now it's time for you to get your blessing back. That's what's up, and you didn't bless somebody. You did something spectacular or you gave of yourself something serious. God seen you. And you did it wholeheartedly. You didn't want nothing back from it. But God see you. But them dreams that you having and that you've been having, write them down because it's a message in them. Them daydreams, that deja vu, it's a message in it. For some reason, it's like it's more of a warning for you rather than an instruction because you know what to do. I'm going to just let God move my spirit on this situation right here. But let's be thankful that God bring out the best in us when everyone else around us can only see the worst in us. Call me at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521 so we can get the spiritual praise on, man. Let's go.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one.
Hey. He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me, yeah.
Everyone else around me
could only see
the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walks you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah. Oh.
Everyone else.
Yeah. Get on. Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I mean. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am. Amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you would never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best. The best.
What did he see? I said, what did he see? Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did, but he only sees me who I am.
I love it when he say that. Shout out, big shout out to Marvin Sapman for making that song. He saw the best in me when everyone around me could only see the worst in me. I love him when he say, he's mine and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. It don't matter what I did, y'all. He only sees me for who I am. Get it right and get it together. Y'all, it's prayer time. It's time to pray. It's time to pray. Open your hearts. Open your minds. Cut it. It's coming in. It's coming. It's coming. And when I say it's coming as an overflow and a blessing. It's time to pray, y'all. Father God, everybody open up their hearts. open up your spirits, your minds. Cut the TV off. We ain't worried about Steve or Morby right now. Cut it off. Dear Lord, dear Lord, dear Lord, dear Lord, please give us the heart to praise you. Father God, we come to you humble right now. Just please give us the heart to praise you for what you are doing in our lives, Lord. Father God, through our lives, is sometimes, even though our lives are sometimes a mess, and, you know, our dreams, Lord, they seem too good to be true. Father God, let us to remember the faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, Lord. Father God, help us to run this race with patience. With patience, Lord. I have to say that again. Father God, even though our lives are in a mess, Lord, and our dreams seem too good to be true, Lord, Father God, just let us to remember that faith, y'all, is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Father God, help us to be patient in this race, Lord, and accept your gifts of grace, Lord. If you don't see that job coming, if you don't see that money coming in, if you don't see it, that's okay. Be patient and have faith. It's coming. It's coming. Because that patience that you have right now, Father God, it is preparing us right now, the patience that we have, so when we get it, we can stand still. Father God, we thank you for continuing to bless us on the day, giving your son, your only begotten son, his precious blood for the world, Lord. You loved us so much that you gave him. You let him be sacrificed, Lord. You let him be rise against, Lord. But on the third day, he rose. And we need to understand that we rise too. Father God, we thank you for being a blessing. We thank you for constantly coming into our life, for constantly protecting us in the midnight hour, for turning things around in the midnight hour, for giving us the strength to build up our spirits with spiritual feeding, to use us as a tool. Yes, Lord, we want you to bless us, but we want more for you to bless others. I am a tool, Lord. I thank you for blessing me. You are mine, Lord, and I am yours, and I'm so thankful that no matter what I did, you pulled me through. Father God, keep continuing to bless me. Keep continuing to bless others. Keep continuing to use me as a tool. Bless Ann, Lord. Bless her. Bless her heart. Bless her mind. Put her at ease, Lord. Bless her mother. Bless that home. Lord, you are able. You are able, Lord, to do all things. Give her the strength and the wisdom to just depend on you for everything. Lord, she has prayed to you about her situation and her issues that's going on. Let her know right now to leave it alone. Don't touch it. Let you take care of it. Because it's so, how wonderful is it, Lord, that you know what we want before we even ask for it. Before we even think about it, Lord, you know what we want and what we need before we even think, before it even become in existence to our mind, Lord. We worship you. We give you the praise on today, Lord. We humble ourselves to you, Lord, because you deserve the victory. You deserve the honor. You deserve the glory. Proverbs 14:1, ladies, a wise woman build her house, but a foolish plucking it down with her own hands. So you have to be a wise woman. A wise woman rides up with the Lord. A wise woman don't tell her God how big her problems is. She tell her problems how big her God is.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
My God is big. My God is big.
Yes.
Life, my God is big. Relationship, my God is big.
Yes.
Business, my God is big.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Father God. We come to you. We come to you humble. We come to you.
Thank you.
We come to you humble, Lord. We come to you humble. We come to you humble, Lord. We come to you humble.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
You are blessed, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you.
Shout out to you, Lord, right now.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. We bless your precious name. We bless your precious name, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. We thank you for the air that we breathe now, Lord. We fall down on our knees and worship you. We so thankful that we can get down on our knees and still feel like humble woman on high land. How is it that you put into us, thank you for putting into us at our most humble state that we feel like we are the most high. Father, we worship you and we give you the victory on today, Lord. You took care of our kids. You took care of our homes. You took care of our situations. You took care of our hearts right now. You are in us, so we let your will work out of us. That's right. That's right. We don't tell our problems. We don't tell our God about our problems. We tell our problems how big our God is. My God is bigger than you. My God is bigger than you. Father God, thank you for today. Yesterday and tomorrow, Lord, you have continued to bless me and use me as your tool. Bless Blog Talk Radio for using it as a palette. Yes, Lord, we give you the honor, we give you the glory, and we give you the victory. I want to give a big shout-out to everybody that tuned in today, everybody that tuned in online, everybody tuned in on the phone, everybody in the live chat. Father God, continue to bless them. Your will, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray, y'all, I'm out of here.